No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena, Justine. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. I'm good, thanks. And you?
Going well, despite all of the things at the moment. Unsurprisingly, a bit of a vibe in the messages we've got from listeners is about COVID at the moment. So let's get stuck into this first one here. Someone said, "Hi, Justine. My kids were off school last week because they were close contacts. I couldn't get childcare, so I was at home with them. My boss made me take leave. Is that allowed?"
So it sounds like you would be eligible for the COVID-19 leave support scheme, and I'd encourage you to go on to the Work and Income website and just have a read of that, because there is certain eligibility criteria, but from what you've said, it sounds like you're covered. A lot of employers are just neglecting to apply for it and instead asking people to take leave. This is funding from the government that they can get to support staff if they need to stay home because either they're a close contact or their children are. So, you know, it just seems a bit negligent of your employer, and I definitely would just go on that Work and Income website, have a read of the COVID leave support scheme, and then go talk to them about that, because it's actually really easy to apply for, and it's really shitty that your boss would rather take up your leave than do a little bit of paperwork.
Yeah, I think that sounds like sensible and a bit stink that you have to chase it up, but it's good to know that, yeah, you don't have to use your holiday time for looking after your kids in a pandemic.
I mean, for goodness sake.
What else have we got here, Zoe?
Yeah, this person says, "Some colleagues' conspiracy theory chat at work has got super out of hand since the protests, and they're now refusing to follow COVID protocols. They're also just bringing up crap in conversation, which is super upsetting. I'm fully sick of it, but have no idea what to do."
Well, firstly, like, I just would encourage you to tell them to shut up, firstly, just interpersonally. Because you don't need to put up with that crap at work, and no one needs, you know, like, I'm sorry, but keep your shitty opinions to yourself. I'm trying to work here. So firstly, like, I just want to encourage you to feel empowered to do that, dear listener, because really, like, they do deserve to be told to shut the fuck up. Anyway, that's just my opinion. The other thing is, like, okay, so this isn't just that they're being annoying and they're talking rubbish. Mm. They actually are saying that they don't want to follow protocols, and they're not following protocols. That's a health and safety risk.
Yeah.
And so you absolutely can escalate that to, you know, I would escalate that to your you know, direct manager. If they don't do anything, escalate it further. If you have a union, I would be calling them. And I would actually sort of, again, you know, I favor collective action, so I'm sure that there's a bunch of you who are just sick of this. I think it's something to bring to a meeting. It's like, we don't want to hear this.
Mm.
So keep it outside of work, you know? Yeah. It's inappropriate. And it makes people feel unsafe. And very validly, because if you don't believe in public health advice, you know, we have to all follow it to keep each other safe at work. So you can't just be saying stuff like that. So, yeah, that's kind of, take it seriously. It is serious, and it's not acceptable. So we just need to treat it like the sort of threat to health and safety that it is.
Fantastic. Our question we've got here is from someone who says, "My boss says that at this stage 3, which we've just rolled into, we all have to start coming back to work unless we're sick or a household contact. He says that's following the government's advice, which, I mean, we know is not the case. A bunch of us brought up in a meeting that the government is actually still encouraging work from home, but our boss says we have to, quote, get on with it now. Should we escalate this? Who do we even bring it up with?"
I mean, the government's advice is a bit wishy-washy, to be honest. It's you can work from home if it's not really, so the advice isn't very strong, and I suspect that the reason for that is due to pressure from the hospitality industry in the city, and as well as the fact that we're, you know, the message that we're getting is kind of, you know, go on as normal. But that's not really appropriate for everybody, and you have to make your own risk assessments. And I would also say that if you can work from home, you actually, like, you know, the message that's coming from public health experts is that you absolutely should, because we still need to safeguard our health system. We do need to flatten the curve, even if it's just to make sure that our hospitals aren't overrun. Yeah. So So yes, you should be working from home. That's the what the experts are saying. In terms of how you can escalate this, it's literally this is again, if you're not a part of a union, I would join a union, because collectively you can sort of say, actually, no, this is the health and safety assessment. We can actually eliminate this risk. So
yeah.
So you can't, when there's a health and safety risk, if you can eliminate it, you have to. So if you're a teacher, you can't eliminate the risk, because they're saying we have to go to school and teach in person. So then the other thing you can do is wear a quality mask. But here, yeah. If you can work from home, and you must, because that's the risk.
Yes.
The risk is going into the office, and you can eliminate it. So sounds like you need to talk to your health and safety rep, but it's also just something you can collectively kind of like. Honestly, like, I think workers need to put their foot down a little bit and say, actually, no, it's just the health and safety risk, and we're eliminating that risk. We can work from home. It's literally the peak of the Omicron wave right now. I mean, what on earth kind of logic is that?
Come
to work and get COVID. Like, what kind of, like, what is that incentivizing? Like,
yeah,
no.
You've got to prioritize your health and the health of your community. We've just had one message come through now, Justine, from someone who says, hey, Justine, I've just started a brand new job. We are working from home, and I haven't met any of my colleagues yet. I don't know if there's a union that's already established at this workplace. I don't know who to ask about that. I'm trying to get unionized, but not really sure how to go about it. What do I do?
So if you're in a unionized workplace, you would be offered a collective agreement. Well, legally by law, you should be offered a collective agreement,
mm-hmm.
and the boss actually has a legal obligation to inform you about the union and to give you an opportunity to join the union. So I'm assuming because it hasn't happened, it's likely it's not a unionized workplace, but that is okay because there's always the potential to unionize your workplace, so no worries. No worries at all. So depending on what sector you're in, I will always plug the CTU website, where you can go and find your union, and you can go through industries and sectors in the economy and find matching unions. The largest private sector union is ETU, and retail and hospitality. You can join First Union as well, ETU or First Union, or also Unite. There's a bunch of unions, so go have a look. But once you establish relationships with your coworkers, you know, that's a conversation you can have with them. But it does sound like this is not a unionized workplace, or your boss is breaking the law by not informing you about the union. So hopefully it's not a unionized workplace.
Yeah, let's start with that at least.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's some good advice. I presume this person is within their rights to email their boss and just say, hey, just checking, is there a union here?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, if it's an ununionized workplace, I would assume you probably don't feel safe doing that. And I think that's fair enough. I wish that all workers should feel empowered to answer those questions, absolutely. I would start with chatting to the co-workers, to be honest, just to get a feel of the place. You never know.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Justine. Wise advice as always. Take care, and we'll talk to you in a fortnight.
Sounds good. Cheers.
See ya.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you so much to Justine.